Morning, everybody. Happy Friday to you, and welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Sit back and relax. Let's chat about what is going on. First of all, grab your coffee. Oops, forgot that part. Grab your coffee or your tea. Sit back and relax, and let's chat about what is going on in the stars above for not only today, but also the weekend. And really, we have, even though there's a lot going on, today and tomorrow, Sunday is literally as quiet as a church mouse. So we only really have 2 days to work through, but there's a lot to get to. And I also hope to have some time to do some card readings today. So it'd be thinking about if you want a card reading and whether you want the wisdom of the oracle, spirit animal, or goddess deck. And let's dig in, shall we? Good morning to you. I see Mimi and Tracy and Marissa and Elisa and Karen Devine. And Mimi says, good morning from the gallery. Yay! So hopefully everything's going nice at the gallery for you this morning, Mimi. And we are in the last Friday of 2019. This will be the last Friday of the decade. When you look at it like that, it kind of boggles the mind, staggers the mind. Even thinking about how it was, gosh, it just seems like last week we were talking about moving into 2019, and here we are moving into 2020 and the ramifications of all of that. So if we start with today, we see the moon is in Capricorn for the bulk of the day. It is void from 1:03 p.m. West Coast time, West Coast of the United States time, until 9:21 p.m. this evening. So for you all on the East Coast, that's about 4:03 p.m. until very early tomorrow morning, like midnight 21. So we will wake up, you will wake up at least, with the moon in Aquarius on Saturday morning. And for those of us on the West Coast, we'll go to bed with the moon in Aquarius. So there is a shift in how we will be presented, the emotional energies of the days. And there is also then the last phase of the moon moving through Capricorn, where it will meet up in a conjunction today with Saturn and Pluto, and will also sextile Mars. So interestingly enough, we already know of, as soon as the moon gets to the end of the sign of Capricorn that we're going to be looking at that conjunction. And this is the last conjunction the moon will make in the sign of Capricorn until after the Saturn-Pluto conjunction. And isn't it interesting today that the moon is sitting, or this morning at the time I pulled the chart for today, it's sitting at 22 degrees of Capricorn, which is exactly where the Saturn-Pluto conjunction will be. So literally things are all lined up and ready for whatever earth-shaking monumental things will be happening. Now, I've said this all along. It isn't so much that something happens on those days. I mean, we've already been living through the times that are indicated by the Saturn-Pluto conjunction. We've been living through that for at least the last year. We've already seen all the handwriting on the wall. And I thought I look at signs sometimes as far as actually, you know what it is. We're here now in the 12 days of Christmas. And there's an exercise that you can do if you guys so choose to do it. The first day of Christmas is literally the 26th. And then today would be the second day of Christmas. And during this 12-day period of time, if you are a journal person, if you like to journal, you could be writing down your observations, your feelings, the things that are popping up in the outer world. And it gives you a sort of precognizant view of what's going to happen throughout the coming year, with each one of those days representing an astrological sign. So, for example, the first day of Christmas, i.e., yesterday, would represent the Aries time of year. And then today would represent the Taurus time of year. And you can kind of get a feel for what might be happening on those particular in that particular astrological sign, or during that astrological time of the year. So, of course, Aries energy doesn't start until the spring equinox and takes us up until April 21st, I believe it is. And then we go into Taurus energy. So now we're looking and predicting what might happen from April 20th up through May 19th or 20th, 21st, actually. So when you do this, you can look back later and you go, oh, yeah. So one of the things I noted this morning, and this was so fascinating to me, and I don't know what it means exactly, except that when I opened up my news thing this morning, the first news stories for the last, I don't know, months have been about Trump, and he's not even mentioned in the top 10 stories today. What does that mean for May, April and May? Is Trump not in office anymore? I don't know what to say about that, but I took it as a sign, and maybe it's a sign of things smoothing out where it doesn't have to be dominating the news. I don't know. I'm going to jot that down, you know, for the Taurus time of year, is that the first thing I noticed on this day was that the first 10 stories of the year or of the news were not about politics. Yes. Hallelujah. I mean, not that the news stories were any better. I mean, one was a helicopter crash in Hawaii and an airline crash in Kazakhstan. So not necessarily good news, because of course it's the news, but not dominated by the whole political thing going on in this country, at least. So things are changing perhaps, or maybe it's a sign of what is to come as we move into the Taurus time of year. Totally got off track. And if you guys have questions about that, feel free to write those down here, because it's a sort of new thing. I've done this for many years, since, you know, the early 2000s. And it's always so fascinating to go back and see, you know, what it was that I noticed. And it's personal, right? It could also be things that are going to happen for you during that period of time, and or indications of direction, things like that. So it is kind of fun to do. Marissa says, good morning. The word reset is playing big in my life right now. Reset, re-examine. Yep, I get it. I get it. Re-evaluate. Tom Wright, good morning to you. I don't know what drug you out of bed this early, but it's nice to see you out there. Debbie Tibbetts-Tumiel, good morning. Lynn Goldberg, we haven't seen you in forever. So welcome. It's good to see you. And Christine Erickson, good morning. And Natasha, good morning. Tom says the 12 days of Christmas exercise is interesting, but if it's astrological, would it maybe start from the solstice? No. Nope, nope, nope. It always starts on the first day of Christmas, which is considered the 26th. And this goes back to pagan times, where the witches or the soothsayers or the seers would use the omens from the 12 days of Christmas, which began the day of the 26th and ran to January 6th, which the 26th, I think, was, they called it Yule. Maybe that's not correct, but Yule to the 6th, which would be Epiphany. And so those 12 days are the ones that they use to predict the things coming for the next year. So good morning, Colleen. And Tom Wright starts the 25th, the 26th, Tom, the 26th. So the 26th through January 6th. So your first day of Christmas was yesterday, Boxing Day, and today would be the second day of Christmas. Okay, so what else is big news today? Well, we have the annual Sun conjunct Jupiter going on right now today at 5 degrees Capricorn. When I was putting together what I was going to write for you this morning, I had posted that there was also a conjunction to the South Node, but that would be a problem with the small script on the on the chart and my glasses not being maybe magnifying as high as they should, because the South Node is really at 8 degrees, not 5 degrees, and will actually conjunct the Sun and Jupiter later in, or at least Jupiter in January 6th. So here we go, right? We have these first next few weeks being pretty astrologically active, but the Sun conjunct Jupiter is very powerful this year in that it happens once a year, and the Sun and Jupiter come together and they sort of have this little confab about what it is that we're going to grow and experience in the coming year. And then they'll meet up again next year. And each year, of course, they're meeting up in a new sign. So last year they met up in Sagittarius. This year they're meeting up in Capricorn. Next year they will meet up in Aquarius. So it is a very predictable pattern that happens when the Sun and Jupiter come together. Now, this particular Sun conjunct Jupiter is extremely strong and has a lot of power and punch and longevity to it because it is falling so close to the solar eclipse. So for a lot of the world, yesterday was the solar eclipse day, yesterday morning, very early for us in the three time zones east of or west of the Eastern time zone. It was on Christmas night, but it's still so close. Really, we're only 1 to 2 days away. And so that gives it longer lasting energy. And this is an energy of vitality and the expression of optimism. The sun is providing the vitality. The planet Jupiter is supplying optimism and a general, you know, feel good sort of energy, as well as this gift of generosity. We're feeling more magnanimous and more confident as we move forward. We might even feel that things are turning a corner, that maybe we are ready to feel a renewed sense of joy or a renewed faith in the universe. And all of that then sets us up for what might we be experiencing as we move through the 2020 window. So again, this is an annual conjunction given more power because of the solar eclipse. And so that tells us something about a solar eclipse, right? It has long lasting power. So whatever is happening around an eclipse in your life, in the world, it has at least a 6 month period of time in which it holds a lot of energy for us, because it's until the next eclipse comes, the next solar eclipse, which isn't until early July. And so we are sort of left with whatever it is that started for us with the new moon solar eclipse is something that probably won't come into fruition until we get to that next eclipse. So if you think back to the things that you set intentions for, and it may take an extended period of time to bring it into fruition, especially if it was something big that you intended or something that big that you wanted to manifest. But now with the sun and Jupiter coming together like this, it adds more vitality to it. It adds more energy and life to it. And I always think it's interesting to see words that show up in multiple coherence. And that word vitality is also evident in the sun being at the gate 58, along with Jupiter at the gate 58. And that is because the gene key 58 is the gate of joy or bliss in its highest expression. In its gift expression, it is vitality. It is life force. And in the lowest energy, of course, it's dissatisfaction. So we're being tasked to move up from dissatisfaction with the way life is treating us and take responsibility for what it is that's happening in our lives and apply our new thinking, our newfound optimism with the sun here, a renewed faith in a benevolent universe, even if the outer world is crazy, and even inside if you're going, you know, into different directions, just have a faith that all is right and all is perfect. Be ready to take action on your plans. Right, here's we've had this extended period of time, and we have this time still of planning and dreaming and sort of experiencing what it is that we might want to create for the coming year. And it's not only about the dream, this is about the practical application and the methodical step-by-step progression that we are taking. This is a year not to sit and just sit back and dream the big dream. That was more last year. This year, it's more, okay, you've dreamed the dream. Now, what are you going to do about it? Right? This is the time to start taking the steps to not to even start doing this, but to really put it out there. We've gone through the reconstruction, the deconstruction, and now it's time for reconstruction. So what can you do in a stepwise fashion? And it was interesting to me how this is showing up. I'm in the middle of creating a course. And one of the things that I realize I do sometimes is I get ahead of myself, right? I get so excited about the creative process that I forget that I need to do things in a very stepwise fashion. So literally yesterday, I made an agreement with myself to do things in a different way this year. And this year, I'm going to take things in bite-sized pieces. I'm actually, instead of being a manifesting generator at what I do, I'm going to be a very generator at what I do, which would work since I'm a generator, right? You would think I've gotten this lesson already. But I really have now this power with all of these planets lined up in Capricorn to be more methodical and to be more willing to wait through the process to get to the end. I think sometimes we get so excited to get to the end, to get to the launch, that we forget that there's beauty and joy in the process as well, the step-by-step progression. So today, and or I mean yesterday, I made that agreement with myself, and here we are now with the Sun conjunct Jupiter backing that up for us, right? So it is our opportunity to stake our claim on success for 2020 and any time beyond. It is time for us to stake our claim on our own authority for living our truth and for being the growth and the evolution of what is happening here on the planet, being willing to get that for ourselves. And I think we've talked about this many times as this year is dawning, this new year dawning on us, that if we want to see change in the world, if we don't like what we see in the world, then that all begins within us as individuals. And what are we willing to do, right? What are we willing to do? How are we willing to show up? So that is a great question. How are we willing to show up and make the changes through our own self and then be that change for the world? Here's another great question that you can be asking yourself. What do you want to excel at in 2020? That's a great Sun conjunct Jupiter in Capricorn kind of question. What do you want to excel at? What do you want to pull? What genius do you want to pull out from inside of you and express in 2020? Or from now on, right? From now on. It's important because as we move through and to the end of 2020, Saturn and Jupiter will then conjunct at 0 degrees Aquarius, which is where your genius and your talent has to be ready to go out. So work on it now, right? Work on it now. Let me make sure I got through everything I wanted to. This is an annual conjunction. I did get to that. Good, 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 good. Today's moon in Capricorn, again, conjunct Saturn and Pluto, giving us a foretaste, if you will, of what we can accomplish in 2020. So what are you feeling good about? What are you not feeling so good about? What are you willing to let go of? What patterns are you willing to change? What things are hanging like albatrosses around your neck that you've become maybe emotionally connected to, but really serve no purpose in your life? And be willing to let that go. That's the hard part for humans, right? Letting go. We're like hoarders sometimes, holding on to all of our experiences, holding on to everything that's ever happened, the patterns, the beliefs, etc. And it's time to let them go. And in its place, put new patterns of thought and new ideas and new ways of being in the world. All right. So to back all of that up, today's Pleiadian Earth energy is 5 breathing. Breathing is Ik in the Mayan calendar, which represented the wind. So breathing, wind, there is a connection here, right? The 5 energy is the universal energy the universal energy of the day. So no matter what life form you are, no matter what planet you live on or what reality you live in, today is a 5-day, which is the opportunity for change. 5 is the number that adjusts our intentions so that we can change direction. Perfect, right? Perfect with the Sun conjunct Jupiter and us taking responsibility for our new direction and for really claiming our success and our authority out there. We can change direction just by adjusting our intentions, our thoughts, our beliefs. Note how it is that we expand and grow in our lives. We don't do it by staying the same, right? Life doesn't expand through staying rigid or staying the same. We expand through change, right? We expand via change and movement. We don't stay static. That's the one thing we can guarantee, that nothing is static. We are always in motion. We are always moving. So today is a day to be flexible, to be willing to be adaptable and engage in thing in life in a versatile sort of way, right? Being versatile, being mutable, right? So being able to make changes, but watch out for one major flaw in this kind of energy, and that's impulsivity. This isn't a day to be impulsive and just say, okay, I'm throwing over everything without the step-by-step plan on how it is that you're going to, what comes next, right? How is it you're going to allow the next step to occur? And I put a note to myself here and I made it an acronym, FTSA. Ah. What's funny is this morning as I wrote that down, I knew exactly what I meant. And now I'm like, what did I mean? Ah, watch out for being impulsive. Lean into change. But FTSA, follow your type, your strategy, and your authority in your human design. So that if you're emotionally defined, you change with clarity over time. You don't make big spontaneous changes. Right? It may be that today's the day that you see, after all of the time and things that have lined up, that it's time to make that change. But follow your type, strategy, and authority. If you don't know what that means, you need to go to my website, www.living-astrology.com or -astrology.com, and get your human design chart. On that will be your type, your strategy, and your authority. And just as a reminder, those are the things that help you make good decisions, right? Those are the things, following your type, knowing that type's strategy, and then what your inner authority is, are all the things, the key posts, the keys, if you will, to unlocking the right decision-making process for you. Okay, breathing energy. Breathing. This is energy that is restless and wants to move and is sharing and is a little bit unpredictable in its expression. There may be things that pop up in your field today that you don't expect. There's a little bit of a Uranian sort of quality to this energy, but it's about that restlessness that we feel inside that usually presages a change. Right, where we know something's going to change or something's going to happen. We feel it as restlessness, maybe a little bit of anxiety. We don't know what it means, but we may feel like things are not in our control exactly. And of course, things aren't always in our control, right? That's another part of this energy, is learning to go with the flow of the change. So whatever life is presenting you as an option for changing, be willing to go with that. Experiment with new ways of thinking and new ways of behaving, new ways of expressing yourself, right? If before you've always held back your emotions and not, been emotionally demonstrative, maybe it's a time for you to be more openly emotional. And maybe you're always openly emotional. Maybe it's a time for you to hold that in check for a moment. It depends on what's happening for you personally, but experiment, right? If you are always afraid to take the next step, experiment with taking the next step. What's the worst that could happen, right? Hopefully, you're not going to die. And even if you did, we're all going to do that at some point, right? So we have to start letting go of the fear of what happens when we change. It is the fear that is what creates the stress. It's not the fact that we're making the change. It's the fear of what does that change mean? And how is that going to leave me behind? Is it going to put me in a territory that I don't want to be in? But all we can do is go with that, right? We have to go with that. Breathing is also a day for integrating opposite points of view in the role of Earth energy days. This is the second energy. So it has that sort of energy of duality and polarity attached to it. And so sort of like, change and stuck. They're two opposites. But sometimes there's a good reason to stay where you are. And other times, like today, the energy comes up and is pushing us in a new direction. So how do we integrate that opposing sort of energy? And what does that lead you to? What excitement can that bring for you? So that's a lot for us to take in for one day, don't you think? Let's see, questions. Boxing Day, Linda Marie, good morning, Angela. Hello, I was thinking about you this morning, Angela. Have you had the baby yet? You can tell us here. And if you did, I would love it if you would send me he or she's birth information. And I will, as a gift to you, I will send you a report on your new baby, an astrological report for your new baby. So let me know birth date, birth time, birthplace, and I will get that for you. And your email, of course, you'll have to email. So you can go to my website and or just reach me at janet@living-astrology.com. You know what? I'll write that there for everybody. I never know what to call this. janet@living-astrology.com. Well, it's split it, so don't worry about it. You need that hyphen in there. Colleen, good morning. Okay, so let's go on to Saturday. It's not like we don't have interesting things going on this weekend, because Saturday, the moon, we wake up, it's in Aquarius and ready to square Uranus and conjunct Venus. So the moon, by the way, the moon in Aquarius is my favorite meme of all times. For the moon in Aquarius is the giraffe with his head upside down. I can't even get my head all the way over to my shoulder, much less turn my head upside down. But the giraffe can, and I'll see if I can't find my graphic of that, because I absolutely love it. The moon in Aquarius sees things from a different point of view, feels things from a different point of view, you could say as well, in that the energy in Aquarius is innovative. It is quirky. It is prone to unexpected shifts and movements, right? So like a fish swimming in the water, right? It takes a turn or it moves, you know, from side to side. We have that kind of energy, almost a rag doll sort of feeling sometimes when that moon in Aquarius makes those kind of shifts and changes. But this is inventive energy. It's quirky. It does things differently. It comes out of the box. Right? So our energy lining up for the weekend is that we will see things differently, do things differently, be with different people perhaps. So it is an energy for the unexpected. And the fact that then the moon will also square Uranus, totally expect the unexpected. Now, also, the moon in Aquarius rules our friendships and the way that we come together for a cause, for an event, for a party, for a meeting, to do good works for something or someone, for a cause type thing. It also is about networking and how we can, you know, get further when we're networking together for opportunities or for getting new information, things like that. So we're seeing things in a new way. We're innovative. We're being a champion for humanity. Do something good for a fellow human being. And with the moon in Aquarius, we have a couple things to watch out for. One is there's a real tendency for stubbornness to come up with the sign of Aquarius. As in, they kind of dig in and they want to do things their way. They think their way is the right way, the only way. So we want to watch out for stubbornness. And secondly, being too rigid. We don't want to get caught up. Now, which I find interesting in a sign like Aquarius, which is known for being inventive and changeable, that we would end up with an energy like rigidity or stubbornness, right? But remember that Aquarius energy has two rulers. One is Uranus, which is, of course, all about change and embracing the new and liberation and freedom, but also Saturn. So Saturn holds us to change in a specific direction, perhaps, or finding the pathway toward freedom, but it's not wide, it's more focused. So the energy for the moon is a little bit, you know, interesting for Saturday and on Sunday as well, even though it's not making any major connections on Sunday. On Saturday, we've got the square to Uranus and then the conjunction to Venus. So I think all in all, what it tells us is that Saturday is about really aligning with what you value. And ask yourself questions like, am I living according to my values? Right? If you value friendship, but you are kind of sequestering yourself away from people, then that might be a problem, right? They're sort of at odds with one another. If you value family time, how much time are you spending with family? So et cetera, be asking yourself those questions. Am I living in alignment with my values? You could go even further with that. You could get into the bigger dynamics of values. And that is absolutely something that we might be thinking about on Saturday, because the biggest news of Saturday is Mercury adding his energy to the sign of Capricorn tomorrow night. Doesn't matter. It'll be tomorrow evening sometime. So just know tomorrow you're already going to be feeling Mercury sitting at the last degree of Sagittarius and ready to move right on into Capricorn, where he will sit until January 16th, and where, little known, he is also in the conjunction with Saturn and Pluto on January 12th. So there's something to be said about this, to adding the energy, the planetary energy of the mind and communication to the whole host of planets in Capricorn. What is that about? Right? We're adding the ability to think systematically. We're adding in the ability to think logically, right? There's, when Mercury moves into Capricorn, he lines up his thinking in a sort of sequential way, in a very methodical way. It is also our ability then to gather our thoughts and then be able to speak to something in a very methodical, systematic, and logical way. So we also have increase in our ability to focus and concentrate during Mercury's transit through Capricorn. We can be more grounded in our thinking, in the processes of thinking. We can also be more logical in the way that we speak in terms of what it is that we've been thinking about. The only thing that I'm really sort of worried a little bit about is that now, you know, that adds more elements to Capricorn energy, which is kind of a cold sign. Cold as in they tend to stand back and be more, less emotional about things. Maybe they're pushing back that emotion. The opposite sign is Cancer. Cancer is emotion, and it can pull in the more negative expressions of emotional energy, which in this case is often the withholding of that emotional connection, which it makes you appear to look cold or unemotional in your thoughts or in the words that you say. So don't forget that for the next few weeks, even though you may have the ability to stand back a little bit outside of the emotional field, don't forget that you are also an emotional being, and that emotion is not meant to be held in check. It's meant to be used responsibly, with responsibility, responsibility. So there we have a new sort of energy building up, adding to the energies that are already in Capricorn, teaching us to be more systematic, to be more planning in our orientation to things. Like if you have something you want to do, write the plan, right? Get the plan. And as I've already witnessed in my own life over the holidays, be willing to go with the flow with the plan, right? Because Saturday is also a six listening day in the Pleiadian Earth energy. Six is the energy of flow. Flow is all about going over, through, or around the obstacles that show up in your thinking or in your world and in your ability to get things done, instead of letting it stop you or put a stop in your way. Marissa, this all makes so much sense. Next week, I'm off work with plans to figure out and focus on what I'm moving through in 2020. Awesome. She's here. The baby's name is Astra, and she was born on December 18th, which is my daughter's birthday. That's so, so awesome. Congratulations, Angela. And yes, definitely send me her energy. Her birth date and stuff, and I'll send you that. Asa, good morning. She says, good morning. I'm so late. Computer issues. Interesting computer, knock on wood, that has not been my issue, although It seems sort of funny that I end up lately getting these errors on my phone, which is weird because my iPhone has been the source of stability. Even when my computer was messing up, at least my phone was working. And lately, my phone is doing these quirky, weird things. Like, is it showing me it's time to get a new iPhone? I don't know. I'm sort of attached to this phone. And the thought of getting a new one and having to learn how to use it just makes me sick. And it makes me sick that we have to buy these very expensive things on this regular basis because they just keep making new ones. And then that renders your current one obsolete. So my iPhone 6 Plus S is, or 6S Plus is now basically obsolete. So I have to upgrade at some point here because it's not going to be updating anymore or something to that effect. Anyway, I think it's all a gimmick, right, to get us to go out and buy more. Oh my God, Angela, you're kidding me. I forgot about that. So Angela and I share the same birth date, and now Angela's daughter and my daughter share the same birth date. That's weird. but cool, very cool. I wonder, Angela, how old you are. I mean, is this like some kind of like echo that I don't know. Anyway, interesting. All right, so more about the six listening energy. So six energy is that through every experience, we need to be in acceptance of what is without trying to make it anything else, without trying to push, force, move something into something that it wasn't ready to be yet. So this is why I say we go through, over, or around obstacles, and we just accept that those things happen, right? That there's obstacles. So you all know that my one daughter had to have surgery on Christmas Eve, so that blew up our Christmas. And there was no way around it because she had to have it done before the end of the year for insurance reasons, and that was the only day that she could have it done. And this was way back in November when, anyway. So we make new plans to celebrate Christmas, and immediately, no, not even immediately, because we made that plan like 2 or 3 weeks ago to celebrate Christmas on the 29th. And then while my daughter's in the hospital having surgery, she says, "Oh yeah, Mom, I forgot to tell you, Chase and Chris have a football thing they have to go to on Sunday." And then my son says that, "Oh, by the way, Mom, I'm house sitting for these people and I have to leave by 5." And I'm like, "Oh my God, now what am I going to do?" So I'm in the unenviable position of having to tell the other daughter, the one born on the 18th, whose house we are hosting Christmas at, that the plan has changed yet again. And I could whine and cry and throw a tantrum over it. And I wanted to, trust me, I wanted to, because I just want to shake people and go, "This has been the plan." But I know that things are in right and perfect order, and I just have to flow through, around, or over this issue in order to get the family together and to be able to celebrate our family Christmas. So it works out in the long run, but it was like, okay, the universe just throwing one curveball after another at us about throwing having a Christmas party together. So throw, flow through, flow around, or go over whatever it is that might be stopping you, right? Because it is only in acceptance that we can be at peace. Otherwise, we remain anxious or angry or upset. And that takes us out of that energy of joy and bliss, right? That gets us out of that vitality. And it puts us in a lower mood or a lower frequency energy. And yeah, okay, I'll admit I was a little bit irked at one moment, but was it worth it to stay upset? No. Is it going to change anything? No. So I might as well get on board and just see, well, what can we do? And I felt much better about that. So, anyway, that was a long story around, but that's what also is happening for us this weekend. We have this also listening energy on Saturday, which is Akbal in the Mayan system, which is was a representation of the night. So here it's a time of listening, deep listening. So this is on Saturday, by the way. And it's a time of trouble often in the outer world, and it forces us, and it may be trouble in your own life in some way or some obstacle that shows up, and then it forces you inward to find your strength or to find your peace. So Akbal energy tells us to listen deeply to the voice of the universe, to tap in to our instinct and our intuition, to be in the right place at the right time. And again, to not allow change or obstacles to take us out, to just move through whatever it is that you have to move through. It's there for a reason. We can't always see why it is that things are happening the way they're happening. We don't. And therefore, we get upset about something that is really totally out of our control and may actually benefit us in the long run. We just don't know that in the moment. So go with the flow. Christine says, hi, hope you had a nice holiday. I have no goals anymore. So what kind of questions do I have to ask myself? Thank you. Christine, that's great. So I have no goals anymore, but there must be something that you want to do, someplace that you want to go, someone that you want to do things with, something that you're reaching outward from yourself, even if it's something simple, like I just want to have more friends, or I want to spend more time alone, or I want to read a book. Those are also goals, right? The things that you want, that you desire could be your goals, right? So it's not that you don't have any goals. You are thinking of goals as maybe a more outer expression of success and or striving to get somewhere in life. And it doesn't have to be that way, right? It can be more simple than that. Simple, like I want to clean out my closet. I want to clean off my desk. I want to spend time with my loved ones. Simple, right? Simple is good. Capricorn actually does approve of simplicity. Saturn, the ruler, likes to simplify, right? Likes to be able to do things easily, effortlessly. It's very supportive of that. So simplify your life. Maybe that's the goal, to simplify your life. So yes, you do have goals somewhere. So ask yourself, what would I love to do? Who would I love to be? How would I love to spend my time right now? Those are the great questions for you. Christine, sorry to hear about your daughter. It's fine. This was a planned surgery. She's doing well. She's doing really good. Thank you very much. My daughter's grandmother passed away 23rd of December, but we found a way to have a nice Christmas against all odds. Well, blessings to you and your family, Christine. And it's just a part, death is part of life. I know how that is. My heart goes out to you, so, and to your daughter as well. All right, guys, Sunday, like I told you, there's nothing much going on. The moon will be in Aquarius all day, makes no new conjunctions, no new connections, nothing. So Sunday is one of those days where we have a free day. I was going to say something else, but we have a free day, right? Creative it what you want. But I hope those of you out there who love football would send some well wishes to the Seahawks, who have some difficulties now in a very big game coming up on Sunday. We need all your good thoughts and all your generous love sent out here to the West Coast, to Washington, so that the Seahawks can win this game. Pretty funny. But thank you for your good well wishes for that. And now I want to do some readings for people. We have about 15 minutes. I always say that, and then I end up spending way more time doing that, and it's good because we have fun doing this. So I'm going to get my cards out. Who wants a reading? I will take names, and please also tell me whether you would like the wisdom of the oracle, spirit animal, and or goddess cards pulled, because I have them all sitting here. And if you don't know, just tell me, I'll pick. Tom, me, Woto. Okay, Woto it is for you, Tom. And let's see if my orange pen will write. I got these really great gel pens. I absolutely love them. I have like 24 colors. But these pens run out of ink very quickly because I write so much, I guess. So now I have to get more because I really love them. I like that they're smooth when you write and that they're colorful. Okay, Tom. Elisa, I see you. And Tom, you get peace. Peace was in upside down mode. Peace is card number 23, which is a five. Change. I just realized I didn't turn my backlighting on this morning. So it's hard. It's the closer I get to the screen, the more glare you're going to see. But that's the card. And Marissa, I see yours. I'll get yours next. And then Elisa, I will get yours. So peace upside down. So it's in protection mode. And 23. Here we go. Peace, the general meaning for the card is freedom from attachment and radical acceptance. Now is a time for calmness and well-being in spite of temporary conditions. Even if there are dissonant notes in the music of your life, all that means is that you must go within and fine-tune the extraordinary instrument that you are. Find harmony within yourself and don't look to the outer world to provide certainty. This too shall pass, and once again, your life will be filled with beautiful music. That's so appropriate for you, Tom, as a musician. So, okay, now Marissa would like a woto. Marissa, yeah, see my purple one won't write. Ah. Marissa, Elisa, and then I'll go further here in a moment. So there you go, Tom. And Marissa. Marissa. Whoa, Marissa. I want to say you've had this card before, but I'm not sure. But it's TikTok. And this time, upside or right side up. TikTok is card number 30, which is a three. Speaks to creativity, maybe lack of focus or scattering of your energy or your focus. Let's see what it means. And it was right side up. TikTok means timelessness, divine timing, and immeasurable time. The Oracle's message says, when humans created time, everything changed and contracted. People have come to look at life in a linear way, imagining that the past is behind them and the future ahead of them. But what if that isn't true at all? What if everything, creativity, beauty, chaos, and order were happening now in a glorious timelessness? You have all the time in the world to co-create the life you desire. So release your agenda. Let go of your need to shape each moment to your expectations, knowing that what is yours will never be withheld from you. Miracles are here right now and always show up when you need them, right on time. Great card, Marissa. Elisa wants an animal, spirit animal. And I've got that right here for you too. Alana, Debbie, I see you. Oh gosh, and Mimi, I got that for you too. So for you, Elisa, Armadillo. Armadillo says, set healthy boundaries. And he is card number three. Isn't that cute? It's funny because Armadillo is, I play this hidden object game. And lately, what's been hiding from me is an armadillo. I think that's funny that it shows up here this morning. Like, it's an obscure animal for North America. I mean, if you live in Texas, maybe. In fact, I lived in Texas before and I never saw one armadillo, but I know that the Southwest has them, or the, you know, Texas, Louisiana, maybe area. I'm not sure. But here, most of the U.S. does not see armadillos, but it's been showing up lately. So here you go, Elisa. It says, learning to set healthy boundaries is the gift of armadillo spirit. You are entering a phase where in order for you to be in alignment with your intentions and co-create your best life, you may have to be discerning and say no to many things that have been okay for you in the past. This also means that you need to learn where you end and where others begin, what is yours to own and what is not. Know your limits and understand that it's an empowering choice to say no to what doesn't feel right. Armadillo Spirit is here to tell you it's time to be honest with yourself about what you really want. Be clear on what you are agreeing to. Declare what your needs are and say no as a full sentence. These are acts of respect and kindness to others as well as yourself. Trust your body's signals and you will know what to do. Armadillo spirit guides you in making good decisions that are grounded in a strong sense of what belongs to you and what does not. That is a great card for all of us, I think. That's a great message. All right. And after Elisa, we had Debbie. I better write these down because I'll forget. Debbie. And Debbie, what do you want, darling? And Alana. Bailey, Alana Bailey, am I saying that right? Alana, welcome to Living Astrology. I've not seen you before, and she would like a goddess. And then after her is Mimi, who also wanted a goddess. And Christine, any kind. Christine, I'm going to pull you a goddess too, I think. That just popped in as I was saying that. Natasha, if you have time. Oh, I've got time. I'll make time. And Natasha, what did you want, honey? A goddess. Okay. Hey, we're going to play with the goddess deck. I love it. All right. And then I will scroll down after I get through these. So Debbie, did you tell me what you wanted, Deb? Nope. I don't see what you want. Maybe it's further down here. Okay. Whoever Nuwan Brew is, get off my page, right? That's not appropriate language. I don't want you here, so leave. And I don't know how these strange things are happening at the moment. I'm going to hide your comment. And I'm sorry, people. I know you're probably seeing these too. And unfortunately, I can't block this person at the moment, but I will. That's new. Okay. Let's go. Debbie, I'm going to give you a spirit animal card. Debbie. So this is for Debbie. I don't know if you guys can see all the comments, but if you do, I apologize for... Ooh, Debbie, wolf spirit. Turn knowledge into wisdom. Card number 67, which is a 13, which is a 4. So we have some sacred number going on here. Look at those eyes. Love it. Okay, so wolf. We haven't had that one in a long time, I don't think. And it was right side up. So we have wolf spirit leads you deep into the enchanted forest that holds the secrets to your life. Can you sense her beckoning you to follow, asking you to take all you have learned and all you are learning and make it yours? Can you integrate it all into your body, mind, and spirit? Whatever lessons you learned along the way, do not leave them unexamined. Be loyal to your dreams, to your soul, and to turning knowledge into wisdom and experience into magic. You are the one you have been waiting for. Be still and know the sound of your heartbeats in harmony with the whole world. The appearance of wolf spirit is an auspicious omen that says you are truly in alignment with your destiny. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I love that. I love that, Debbie. Alana, or Alana. I have a sister named Alana. And she's a new sister-ish. I've only known her for a couple of years, but love the name. Okay, so the goddess deck. Also, all of these decks are by Colette Baron Reed, and they're all available for purchase. Oh yeah, remember Monday I drew Lakshmi for all of us. I held her out because I just thought I loved the thought of fortune for all of us. And Alana, so I'm pulling you a goddess card. And I'm going to mix these up a little bit more because these are not as used yet. And... they're kind of sticking together. But my house feels sort of electrified. Like this morning, I had to really work on my hair to get it to stop being standing on end. And for you, your goddess card is Saridwin, which is potential. And she was in an upside down position. But in this deck, upside down, there's an empowerment message when it's right side up and an alignment message when the card is upside down. So I'm going to show you the card right side up. because she's just beautiful. Isn't she the one on the cover? She's the cover goddess. Saridwen, potential. So let's see what this means. And I hope I'm saying her name right. The alignment message says, overwhelm and empathy overload has opened up a tidal wave of emotion that feels like it is threatening to engulf you. Feelings are unruly now, and you may discover that it's difficult to control them as you project their shadowy fears onto the screen of your life. The goddess Mama Coke, would you, I cannot even believe that happened again to me. Saridwen, never mind what I just read. This is the right one. When you become complacent in your comfort zone, you run the risk of never moving beyond where you are. Your true potential remains dormant and inaccessible. This may feel like a vague boredom, an envy of others, or an anxiety accompanied by a sense of low self-worth, reinforced by habit or an addiction to feeling like life will be amazing for you, well, for everyone else but you. Or in so many cases, it's just been trained into you after generation upon generation of repression and conformity. The goddess Saridwen comes to remind you that it's time to correct your course. Your alignment task is to turn this around by releasing all judgment toward yourself and others and reclaiming those dreams you seem to have lost. Write down those dreams and set your intentions. Then look in a mirror. Imagine that you're looking into Saridwen's transformative cauldron and say them out loud as if they had already happened. You are so much more than you allow yourself to be. Only good will come of your growth. Your dreams and cherished desires are important to the divine. The way is simple and profound. Just say yes with gratitude in your heart, and the goddess Saridwen will lead you to discover your highest good. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's awesome. That's Saridwen. Really beautiful card. Okay. Now, after Alana is Mimi, and Mimi wanted a goddess card as well. Oh, Mimi, let's see what you get in the goddess. Londa, good morning. And you're welcome, Debbie. And Angela, I will add you to the list as well. Okay, so Mimi, oh my Lord, this is funny because I kept opening up to Mama Kocha. You actually get the card, Mama Kocha. And she is card number 33, a double number, a six, right? Which is creativity and balance and harmony. Mama Kocha represents water. Isn't she beautiful? She's turquoise in color. And card 33. Now, of course, she won't open up. And she was right side up, by the way. So this is your empowerment message, Mimi. The world we inhabit began from the oceanic waters of life and the waters that surrounded us in the womb, both of which are the domain of the Incan goddess Mama Kocha. We are more attuned to the qualities of water, as the element of water symbolically represents our emotions. Our emotions move us to make and perceive the world as we know it. The beauty in this truth is found by observing water in all her properties and forms. Water is fluid and passes through cracks and flaws in the ground without stress, moving around obstacles and patiently wearing away the most jagged rocks until they are smooth and gleaming. Water ebbs and flows, comes and goes in a powerful rhythmic motion as the seas and oceans reveal their promise of release and return. Water rises up from the ground and seeds the clouds and then rains upon the earth to ensure growth and to sustain life. Water turns to hard ice and blankets the world in a protective shell, even of soft snow, allowing the dormancy of life to herald a time of dreaming. Then the ice melts and the cycles begin again. The answer to your question lies in determining what form of water reveals the conditions of your life and then recognizing the next evolution of your life's potential. If you are in an ebb, you can expect a flow. If things are temporarily frozen, soon they will melt. If it seems that your world is too wet and temporary shelter is needed, you can expect new growth and sunny days again. Mama Kocha reminds you that the waters of your life are perfect as they are now and just as perfect in the way they will evolve. Unlimited potential is revealed when this goddess comes to visit. Mm. Doesn't that feel yummy? Yes, it does. Okay, Christine, a goddess card for you as well. And then Natasha, and then Angela, also goddess. Okay. So I just wanted to let you guys know I am going to likely take next week off, and because my husband is on vacation next week, and so I might as well take vacation too. I will probably keep in contact via Facebook, not Facebook Live, but maybe Facebook updates, but I'm definitely taking that week off with him. And that's just the way it is. Ah, okay. So this was for Christine. You get the goddess Kali, and she's about liberation. Look at those eyes. Oh my goodness. Card number 25, which is, and she's, I, from my point of view, she's upside down, but the way I would pick up the card, she would be face up for you. So let's take a look at her. Card number 25, Kali. And the empowerment message of liberation. You're being invited by the Hindu goddess of liberation and revolution, Kali, to address the aspects in your own shadow nature that have held you hostage to old ideas that no longer serve who you want to become. You can no longer define yourself by your victim story and expect to succeed in your life. There's a beauty in liberation that is deep, fierce, and courageous. It rises up from the willingness to break the chains of the past in order to transform into something new. You may be afraid to set boundaries with others, but the goddess Kali has come to lend you her daggers, for you must cut ties with the familiar idea about life that has determined your place in the world up until now. Have you been holding back on shining in the world because you're afraid of the reprisal or judgment of others? This helps no one. You must step into life, authentic and glowing. Refuse to allow the potential judgment of others to affect you. Every day, claim your power to liberate yourself from caring what others think. When you are asking for the wisdom to live and contribute, to do no harm, and to serve for the highest good of all, none of this matters, even if you must tear down what has been built. Kali will help you whenever you need to be courageous, even when you are most afraid. Be fierce and be loving and be willing to learn. Life will respond in miraculous ways. Nice. And see, if you look at the card, the cross there, the her swords right there, cross in the front, helping to liberate you, cutting through. That's maybe really good for you, Christine. I hope that feels good to you, to be able to cut through. And Alana says, matches a message I had last night in a dream. Awesome. Well, glad that I could back that up for you. Mimi says, beautiful in a wee LOL, playing with watercolors for a change. The card is spot on. Awesome, Tom. Yes, thank you, sweetie. And the daily updates, if I do those, I'll do them ahead of time and they'll be delivered into the Living Astrology Facebook page. So you could still use that for your messages. Allison, good morning. So now this is a card for Natasha. And after Natasha was going to be Angela. All right. So Natasha, this is your goddess card. And, you know, I know you haven't been able to join us much over the last few weeks. And this is a new deck that I received from Debbie. And I'm loving this deck. These cards are really beautiful. And they seem to be very profound in their messages of alignment and empowerment. So apparently these needed to be mixed up for you, Natasha, because one isn't easily showing up, but there she is. Yuki Ona, card 52, stillness. Do you guys want to hear something really freaky about this? So right now, the sun is at gate 58 and earth is at gate 52. Gate 52 in its highest expression is stillness. And look at the card number. 52, stillness, Yuki Ona. So let's see what that means for you, Miss Natasha. Stillness. And it was right side up. So So the empowerment message is, the Japanese goddess of winter, Yuki Onna, calls you to practice to a practice of daily meditation and stillness to prepare you for greater productivity and results. Being open and receptive, slowing down, and allowing for time to dream activates your partnership with the universe so you can truly set your intentions in motion. Then, almost without effort, you discover their vibrational match in the world of form. Just as the life force quietly builds within a seed buried under snow, so too will the energy build in the seed of your desires before manifesting with no effort on your part. You will find how easy it is to co-create while implementing a practice of stillness and receptivity. Let others make the first move at this time as you assess and observe the world around you from the profound position of stillness and neutrality. In this way, the world becomes more intimate, yet you know to take nothing personally. When the goddess Yuki Onna comes to support you, be still. This calls in the miracles. The action now is non-action. Perfect, perfect message. Because until the 31st, the earth for us is sitting at this gate of stillness. So thank you, Natasha, for having brought that message up to us. And Angela also wanted a goddess card, and we're going to pull one for you now and see what message that you have. I hope you guys realize these are messages, even though I'm pulling cards for individuals, that individual is a fractal of our whole as a community here. So they're also effective for all of you and including me, right? So I see these messages and I'm like, oh, that's an interesting one. And for you, Miss Angela, I'm not sure how to say this. It looks like Skuld. She's upside down, but look at how beautiful she is. And she represents the future. Card 46, which is a 10, which is a 1. And that's always new, something new. And upside down, though. So there's an awareness here of something that we need. 46. I've never heard of this goddess before either, so this is interesting. So we have an alignment message for you. And it says, when you become overly fixated on the future, you rob yourself of the capacity to truly co-create a life that is meaningful and rich. It's because doing so gives your power away to something, some destination that has no substance. It's like you are wandering around in a ghostly place that the goddess Skuld warns you to avoid. Perhaps you've been taught that better things come later, like getting to the wonders of heaven after difficulties on earth. The truth is that you can get back into alignment. So consider this, your life now and how you respond to it are the seeds that will grow into your future. Your alignment task is to remove all the weeds before they choke the life out of your intentions. Bless your life today, find the lessons in the conditions of your world, and be compassionate to yourself and others. We are all learning to find strength in our most vulnerable selves as the world changes rapidly around us. The goddess Skuld is with you all the way and always. And by the way, she's a Norse goddess. She's the Norse goddess of the future, apparently. She rules the destiny of gods and men. All right, so Skuld. Again, look at her. She's gorgeous. Okay, let me check one last time, see if there was anybody I missed. Allison says, good morning, and just heard of this goddess 2 days ago for the first time. Now, how is that? That's like me starting to see armadillos and then pulling a card for armadillo for someone this morning. And Angela, that's interesting. So good. All right. I don't see any requests for readings that I missed. Allison, you were late to the party. Do you want me to pull a card for you? In fact, I think I just will do it just because I can. And so this is for you, Allison. I was thinking about you the other day because I have something. Now I don't remember what. Maybe it was something in a dream. Right now, at this time of year, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between what's real and what's in the dream state. At least for me, it feels like everything is just blurring into one thing, you know, one big story. And you get the goddess Gaia, Earth. But she was upside down. So Earth, look at her, Mother Gaia. And card 16, which is a 7. And 16 upside down is an alignment message. Okay, so this is for you, Allison, and for all of us. When you scatter your energy and allow fear to take root, you can become ungrounded or out of touch with your environment. You become disconnected from your true nature as a spiritual being having a human experience. The need now is to look at the cracks in the foundation of the life you've built. When even one aspect of your life is out of alignment, it affects everything else. Ground yourself with Gaia, the Earth Mother. She wants you to enjoy creating the world you live in. Your alignment task is to take a fearless inventory of where, how, and with whom you live your life. Is your energy draining from the choices you're making? Are you physically exhausted? Do you accept less than your value? Your efforts must now be to repair the foundations of your life and begin again. You will be so thrilled with the results and wonder why you didn't do it sooner. The goddess Gaia is supporting your every move. Wonderful. I love it. Gaia. And I do believe there are birds there. Look at the flowers. She's seemingly, you know, with child, birthing something. Love it. Okay. So that is it for me this morning. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. And I'm just checking in really quickly. Please, thank you. I'm traveling for a wedding. 7, my lucky number. Awesome. Natasha, thank you so much. That's the feeling I have had for this break. I'm on from work, becoming more still and connected. I am grateful for you as well, my dear Natasha. And I am grateful likewise to all of you who tune in and listen to the astrology of the day. And I feel like this is the last time I will see you this year. It likely will be, but perhaps I'll surprise you and come on one day next week. We'll see what's happening. In the meantime, take care. Have a blessed rest of 2019 and prepare yourself for the excitement to come in 2020. Much love to all of you. Take care now.